the day's other news, officials in Louisville, Kentucky appeal for calm over the Breonna Taylor killing. There were new protests overnight, and two officers were shot and wounded after the decision not to charge police with Taylor's death. Correspondent Yamiche Alcindor has our report.
Last night in Louisville, Kentucky, protesters' demands for justice for Breonna Taylor gained new urgency. They came soon after a grand jury brought no charges against two officers who fatally shot Taylor in her home. The officers were attempting to serve a drug warrant in March. A third officer, who has already been fired, was indicted for recklessly shooting into a nearby apartment. Taylor, who was sleeping before officers shot her, had no criminal record and no drugs were found in her apartment. Kentucky's attorney general said the officers who fired repeatedly acted in self-defense after Taylor's boyfriend fired a single shot. Angry and distraught, hundreds took to the streets for protests across the nation, from Los Angeles to New York City.
It's definitely going to be in the history books. If we do nothing, the police are going to continue to commit genocide on my brothers and sisters.
And Washington, D.C.
This young, amazing woman who is contributing to her community gets shot down because they went to the wrong house looking for some ex-boyfriend. The whole thing is so infuriating.
Demonstrations were largely peaceful. But in Louisville, two police officers were shot. Both are expected to recover. One suspect has been charged. It's unclear if he was a protester.
In Washington, President Trump commented on the violence as he left the White House.
I also think it's so sad what's happening with everything about that case, including law enforcement. So many people suffering, so many people needlessly suffering. But with respect to Breonna, we give our regards to the family.
Today in Louisville, more protests geared up.
Our community is hurting.
Mayor Greg Fisher, who announced police reforms in a $12 million settlement with Taylor's family last week, said he understood the disappointment.
The question, obviously, is what do we do with this pain? We never had control over what Attorney General or the grand jury would do. We do have control over what happens next in our city.
A curfew in Louisville remains in effect for the next two nights. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Yamiche Alcindor.